Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome to Eat It Like It's Podcast. We certainly appreciate you taking some time to hang out with us here this morning, afternoon, evening, night, whenever it is that you are consuming this particular piece of media. This is the beginning of a new season of podcasting for us. We've been, I think this is our third or fourth, I don't know, I stopped counting a long time ago. But I think we're going to start going year-round. We've been doing them in chunks, episodes here and there, but I think it's time to start going year-round, but more on that another time. You did not come here to hear about how many podcasts per month we're going to drop. For those who are not familiar, my name is Jesse Blanco. I am the host of this not only this podcast, but a local television show called Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. It airs Saturdays at noon on WTOC. We document the food scene not only here in Savannah, where I live, but also in the South Carolina Lowcountry, Hilton Head Island, Bluffton, Beaufort, and we go all the way down to the Florida border as well, to include the Golden Isles and anything else down there, and frankly, all over the South. We haven't been traveling as much around the South lately because we have so much to get into here. But I travel south quite a bit, especially down into Florida, and anytime I find something interesting, I like to share it. So I may or may not be doing that going forward here, but that's the table set for who it is that I am and what it is that we do. And so if you like listening to conversations about the food scene, primarily here in Savannah and the Lowcountry, then you can feel free to subscribe wherever it is that you receive your podcasts, and we will come to your smart device, I assume, is where most of you listen every single week, because that is the plan going forward. Our first, and I laugh right off the top. Our first episode of this season for podcasting is a story that I've been wanting to tell for a long time. It happened actually 8 years ago, almost 8 full years ago. And I had it, and I never reported it for reasons that I will explain. But it was a very interesting evening when Johnny Depp showed up at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Before we get into that, I need to set the table once again with the fact that, you know, when celebrities come to Savannah, it's not as big a deal as it used to be anymore. I mean, you go all the way back to the old timers will tell you when they shot Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil here, and Kevin Spacey was here, and all the actors that were in that movie as well. And it was a big deal at the time. And I still talk to people who remember chatting. Clint Eastwood was here and has been here, and Robert Redford was here back in the day, directing movies and all kinds of stuff. I mean, some pretty big names of older Hollywood have been coming to Savannah for a long time. The legend of Bagger Vance comes to mind. Matt Damon was here for a while. Will Smith was here. This is very early in their careers. Matt Damon was staying at the Ballastone Inn on Oglethorpe, I believe it was, at the time. Will Smith had rented a house out at the Landings, if I'm not mistaken. And a buddy of mine back then, because I was living in Savannah at the time when they were shooting Bagger Vance here, a buddy of mine actually was pumping gas at the Shell station at Waters and Duren one day. And a car pulls up and a guy gets out, and it's Will Smith topping off the tank of his SUV at the time, which was pretty cool. we've been seeing celebrities here for a long, long time. Of course, nowadays, I don't think you're going to see Will Smith pumping gas anywhere, although if he keeps up his shenanigans, he might be pumping gas for a living. But not to put a knock on anybody who pumps gas for a living. Do people do that anymore? They do in New Jersey. You go to New Jersey and there's only full-serve gas. I don't know if you know that or not. It's by law. There's no self-service gas. You pull up and, you know, for those of us who live in states where you can pump your own gas, you drive up to a gas station in New Jersey and you go to get out of the car and the guy's like, no, we'll take it. You give them the credit card, they fill up your gas, and it's full-service gas. I think the only two left are New Jersey and Oregon are the only two states that are only full-service gas. But I digress. Celebrities have been coming to Savannah for a very long time. And, you know, you get told, oh, so-and-so was here, and you're like, who? And so, yeah, there's you know, varying degrees of how big the celebrity is. We had, I could go down the list. You know, Shia LaBeouf made headlines a while ago because he got arrested here. But around that time, they were shooting CBGB, which featured the late Alan Rickman. And he was Snape in Harry Potter. And I forget it. Rupert Grint was Ron Weasley. My daughter has a picture with him. They were staying at the Avia at the time, which is now the Andaz on Ella Square. And I happened to be staying there for 3 days because I was having floors redone in my house, and I couldn't come back into my house because they hadn't dried yet. So I called in a favor, and we checked into the Andaz at the same time that all these stars were there shooting CBGB. So we saw, you know, Snape going in and out of the lobby, and my daughter got a picture with Weasley when this is, goodness, 10, 11 years ago. Long time ago. But yeah, it's been going on since I've been living here, and I've been here since 1999 in one capacity or another. But the point is, all of that said, the point is, you know, stars have been coming here all the time. It's for those of us, especially that live downtown, you hear about it like, oh yeah, Ben Affleck stuck his head into Betty Bomber's because he was scouting locations for a movie he's working on. And how long was he there? Oh no, he just said hello to a couple of people and left. That happened one time. Matthew McConaughey was here for a wedding. He was a groomsman in a wedding a handful of years ago at the mansion in Forsyth Park, and he wasn't staying at the mansion. They were staying, as I understand it, at an Airbnb around the corner from the mansion. And they went out for a walk one day, and they went and had lunch at Betty Bomber's because it's down here away from, you know, the heart of downtown. And they took a walk around Forsyth Park, and I saw a couple of people that saw them in the park. I say them, Matthew McConaughey and whoever he was walking with, and got a selfie with him. And you know, Matthew was kind enough to stick his head in for a selfie. So all that stuff happens all the time. Of course, the latest was Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez last month, the month of August, where they were here for an afternoon, a rainy Thursday afternoon ahead of their wedding down at Hampton Island, where Ben Affleck still has his home. And obviously that sent the entire country into a tizzy. Everybody was here. Entertainment Tonight, Extra, all the tabloid TVs. Everybody was here in Savannah trying to find, oh, is this where they were? Is this where they stood? Is this where they walked? Was this the ice cream they ate? Stratton Leopold was interviewed for Entertainment Tonight. The downtown spa where they went, I assume, and got massages. Made national headlines. It was a really big deal. So I wrote about it, and you can find it at EdenLaika.com. The 20 Robert De Niro stories, Zac Efron story. You know, a million stories I've been told over the years, and probably if I've been told 30 stories, I've maybe shared two, because there's 1,000 reasons why. You know, it's not newsworthy. Okay, Robert De Niro had a party, had a pool party. Okay, cool. Great. I find out 6 months later, it's like, is that really news? It's not. Is that of interest? Sure, at an appropriate time. And that appropriate time happened this summer, which leads me to Johnny Depp. When, perfect segue, when Johnny Depp and Amber Heard were having their issues very publicly on TV every single day, and it was heated, it was contentious, it was awkward, it was sad, it was funny, it was all kinds of things, but it kind of made this story relevant. And I was thinking about it while I was paying attention to the trial, because I certainly wasn't watching it. Get out of town with that nonsense. I got better things to do with my time, but I was paying attention to headlines here and there, and you know, memes that were getting made and laughing and whatever. And I thought, you know, it might be time to share the Johnny Depp story. And I thought, right after a verdict, I might drop that. But then we were going into the summer, and summers are typically slower around here, and I had a huge summer planned travel-wise and work-wise and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, I am not going to throw a single little note into the ocean. I'll wait till we start a new season of Eat It and Like It. podcasts in the fall, and I will share this story. Which, it turns out, it's kind of good that I held it for the fall, because this story happened in the fall of 2014. To set the scene of what was happening back in 2014, there was a couple of movies. I don't know if they made a third part or not, but there was a series of movies that were made that were incredibly popular called Magic Mike. And it was about male strippers, and it was very popular and well-received by the younger crowd. They made two of them, Magic Mike, Magic Mike XL, Magic Mike and Magic Mike XXL, which was part two. Well, part two was shot in part here in Savannah in the fall, late summer, fall, I want to say, of 2014. They shot in Myrtle Beach. And then they came down this way and did a bunch of stuff in and around Savannah and out on Tybee. Well, one of the stars, one of the actresses in that movie was none other than Amber Heard. She had a spot in that film, and so she was here for a significant length of time. And I don't know if they were married or not, or if they were dating. I think they were dating, because this goes back a while. And frankly, I did not care enough to go and look and see if they got married, what day it was, and whether or not they were married or not. But they were certainly dating. That would be Amber Heard and her boyfriend and or husband, Johnny Depp. Well, this is where it gets interesting. Back around that time, 2014, Savannah didn't have nearly the options for food that we have now. I regularly refer to Savannah's culinary renaissance happened in 2014. The no longer open Florence opened in June. Collins Quarter, Trailer Park, Pachi over at the Bryce Hotel, and then right around Christmas of 2014, the Gray opened. It was a big year for us in food. But before that, we didn't have a lot of options to do this or that or the other, including eat decent food while watching a ball game. You could go, you know, get a nasty burger or some wings or, you know, fries or bar food and watch a game in any one of 50 million places. But if you wanted to eat good quality, higher-end food and watch a football game, for example, there weren't a lot of options. There just weren't. And so as a result, back then, I used to slip into, if I had a big game I wanted to watch, and it was, let's say, a Thursday night game, which I think this what I'm about to tell you, happened on a Thursday night. It certainly wasn't a weekend. It was during the week. Pretty sure it was a Thursday night game. I used to slip into Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and right there at Bay and Whitaker, I would sit at the bar, always on the last seat in the corner by the door that goes out the side to Whitaker Street. I sat there many Thursdays, sometimes on Saturdays, to watch a football game, especially when I knew that it was the only game on at the time, and I knew the bartenders, and I knew some of the staff, and they would put it on for me, and I'd have a steak and a few glasses of wine and watch my game, and that was kind of my thing. I did it regularly. Well, regularly as in a football season, I may have done it twice, maybe three times back then per football season. I think I did it for 2 years. But in any event, I was there one night at Ruth's Chris watching a football game. And I'm going to leave names out of this deliberately because some of the people who were involved in this story are still there at Ruth's Chris. And so I think it's okay to leave names out of this just to protect the innocent. Nothing bad happened at all. But some people shared some proprietary information that maybe they shouldn't have. So I'm going to leave names out of it. But so I'm sitting at the bar at Ruth's Chris in the fall of 2014. And one of the employees comes up to me and says, "Oh my God, you're not going to believe who's coming to eat here." "Okay, who?" "Johnny Depp." and they freaked out. It was like, oh my God, Johnny Depp is coming. Johnny Depp is coming. Johnny Depp is coming. I'm like, okay, well, how do you know this? Well, his people just called here and they wanted to know if we had a private entrance, which Ruth's Chris does, and if they had a, and if we had a private dining room, which Ruth's Chris does. I said, okay, so when is this going to happen? And they said, like, right now, he's on his way. I'm like, whoa, okay. So I'm thinking, you know, if you're familiar with Ruth's Chris, you could see the front door from the bar if you're looking at the right angle. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I might get a peek of him as he walks by. So I ask this employee, well, how did he end up here? What's going to happen here? And they said, no. They wanted to know if we had a door off the lane, an entrance off the lane, which, if you're familiar with Ruth's Chris, it sits on the corner, like I said, of Whitaker and Bay. And there's a lane back there on the other side of Tiffany Taylor's art gallery. But back in that lane back there, there's a door that goes into the back of Ruth's Chris. And so that's where he was going to come in through. And that was a requirement for them showing up. So I'm like, oh, wow. So this is actually going to happen? Yep. I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm sitting there at the bar thinking, man, he's going to be here and I'm probably not going to see him. So, okay. So I, you know, it is what it is at that point, even though it was pretty cool that Johnny Depp was on his way. There are a lot of actors that I wouldn't have even raised an eyebrow, but Johnny Depp is one that you're like, ooh, I'd like to fist bump that guy and say, what's up, dog, or whatever it is. But that was not going to happen. So I go about whatever it was that I was doing, eating my gristle or whatever it was I was doing. And not 10 minutes later, 15 minutes tops, the same employee comes back with eyes like the size of saucers, the size of, I mean... I'll go ahead and tell you it was a she, and her eyes were like OMG eyes. And she comes walking up to me and she goes, he's here, he's here, he's here, just like that. He's here, he's here, he's here. And I laugh. I go, in the room back there, yeah, they have a private dining room, Ruth's Chris does, in the back there where they do meetings or whatever. I think there's a video screen, and anyway, they can do stuff back there. But it has, that room has a door out to the lane. And then she tells me the rules that he set in place are the only people that can talk to him. He doesn't want anyone in the room except a manager and a runner of food, is how I recall that. And the only person that can talk to him is the manager to ask if he needs anything or whatever. But they were in that back room alone. The manager was the only person that was allowed to talk to him. And when he was done, he was slipping out the back door. So I'm like, okay, well, I had no reason not to believe this, especially if you're a fan of Johnny Depp's, which I am. He's notorious for his love of wine and steakhouses. He once famously left a $5,000 tip at Gibson Steakhouse in Chicago. So he loves his steakhouses and he loves his red wine, but that's a whole other Dr. Phil. So Johnny Depp is in the house. He's in the building and I'm sitting at the bar going, well, there's not really much I can do about this. There's no window, certainly, to that back room back there, Ruth's Chris. And there's really, that's it. I mean, that's the end of the story, I guess. But then I started thinking, at the time I was writing a weekly column for the Savannah Morning News, and I started thinking about, well, do I want to report this in my column next week? I think this is pretty cool. Johnny Depp is a big enough name to, you know, you see in the bigger cities, oh, so-and-so was seen at Prime 112 in South Beach, or so-and-so was spotted eating, you know, in LA. You see it all the time. So-and-so was spotted here and there, whatever. I'm here to tell you, I know firsthand that a lot of that stuff is planted for a free meal. because if celebrities don't want you to know that they were there, you will not share that they were there. Happens all the time in South Florida, my hometown of Miami. It happens all the time. Yeah, LeBron was here. And you know LeBron and his posse ate for free in exchange for you being able to tell people that he was there. And that doesn't happen 100% of the time. But it happens quite a bit. And so, okay, it's relevant. If I could report it in real time, yeah, hey, Johnny Depp was in town last week having dinner with his girlfriend, Amber Heard, who's here shooting Magic Mike, and they had dinner at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. All right, that's an interesting tidbit. So I'm sitting there thinking, all right, tomorrow I'm going to call and find out, you know, what they'll tell me. I'll call the management here at Ruth's Chris, and I will find out. I'll ask, hey, was he there? Was he not? What did he eat? What, you know, whatever they tell me, I'd share it. Celebrity gossip. People love that. It's good for a couple of 2-3 clicks. But so I thought, all right, well, that's it. Cool. I'm having dinner in the same room as in the same building as Johnny Depp at the time. So I let it go, and that was it. And I went home that night. And the next day, I call Ruth's Chris, and I ask for the manager who I had met once or twice, but I was not very familiar with. He knew who I was, and so I got him on the phone. Hey, how are you, sir? Hey, good. What can I do for you? I'm like, well, I just wanted to call and follow up. Last night I was there, and I was told that Johnny Depp was coming to dinner with his girlfriend who's in town shooting a movie. Is there anything you could tell me about that? He goes, oh, no, he didn't show up. Long, pregnant pause. I go, he wasn't there? Oh, no. He said he was coming. His people called, and this manager dismissed it completely. I'm like, oh, no, he didn't come. That didn't happen. I'm like, uh-huh. All right. And I'm thinking, well, someone's lying here. But I've been a journalist long enough to know pretty much who is telling the truth and who isn't and who has a reason to lie or not. And I figured that the manager the next day was the one who wasn't telling the truth because they were protecting Depp's privacy. You know, if it made headlines in Savannah that he was at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, then it's unlikely Johnny Depp is ever going to come back to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse again if he, you know, was in town and was craving a steak and all the stars aligned, if you will. So he downplayed it because it was very obvious that Depp wanted privacy. And so that was that. But I thought, well, I can't report it if they're telling me it didn't happen. But then in the wake of that, probably over the next 2 weeks, I saw a couple of other employees from Ruth's Chris, and I asked, hey, were you there that night that Johnny, oh, no, I wasn't there, but everybody said, yeah, he was there, yeah, I mean, when the employee came up to me and said, he's here, that was not a manufacturing of her imagination. I mean, he was there, and the word spread real quick through the kitchen that he was there. So I believed her, obviously, and it did happen. I'm confident that it did happen, but I was not allowed to share it. And so I never did until now. but it was an interesting night. It wasn't crazy. There was no, you know, the average diner didn't know what was going on in the restaurant. Nobody knew. I mean, think about it. Nobody in that restaurant knew that Johnny Depp was eating in the back, which makes you wonder sometimes if you're dining in the presence of, you know, Hollywood royalty, if you will. How often that happens and you never know about it, especially if you're in a big city. Or if you're here for a film festival, which happens every October. So that's the story. I have now shared it. I've had people ask me many, many times, you're going to share that story? You ever going to share that story? And I finally did. I have put it into the world of podcasting, and we've now gone 25 minutes. So I think it's time to get out of here. It was interesting. There will always be more celebrities here. There will always be stuff to talk about in that regard and where they eat and who they're with and why they're here and why they're not here and all that stuff. So with all of that said, thanks so much for hanging out. Thanks so much for spending almost a half hour with us listening to the story of the night Johnny Depp came into Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. I would put my reputation on it that it is all true. But ultimately it doesn't matter. It was 8 years ago, almost 8 full years ago. And, the couple in question are no longer together. That is well documented. But with all of that said, it is time for us to go. Look for these podcasts weekly here or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. And we'll holler at you next week. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Have a great day.